day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and you are tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. On today's episode, I chat with a new member of the Centre Action Bénévole de Sutton team, Etienne Guéret. Etienne joined the team this summer as the new senior outreach worker for the CAB de Sutton. Now that he's worked in his role over the last few months, Etienne has sat down with CIDI to chat all about this new position as the senior outreach worker for the CAB de Sutton, what it involves, and why outreach work is so critical for our communities. We hope that you enjoy our conversation. Etienne, I wanted to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with CIDI as the new senior outreach worker for the CAB de Sutton. I really appreciate your time.
Well, thanks. It's a pleasure for me to be here with you.
So, Etienne, as I mentioned, we are here today to chat about your position as the new senior outreach worker for the CAB de Sutton. And before we go into that a little bit more, I was wondering if maybe you would be willing to start off by just introducing yourself a little bit to our listeners and how you came to find yourself at the CAB de Sutton exactly.
As a formation, studied humanities, social science, philosophy, and then on the work field, I get to work with the unions in my past. So I was working in a liquor store, and we say in vino veritas. Okay. So this is part of the human relations, sociology, and then being in like a bigger organization, I felt that I was moving away from the people and from horizontal, like direct relation with people, and try to support and build up communities. So I decided to move on, and that's where I came to CAB Sutton for a senior outreach. I'd say also as a school experience, I've been interested a lot in the religious science and how to support people in grievance and having like a life-turning point at hospitals, and they are a spiritual caregiver that are called like chaplains. Yeah, I'm interested in that field as well. So that would kind of bring me to the community, and what I appreciate here is that people are still in their everyday life. They're still in their project and still want to make their project and decision. And I want to support that dimension of people, of human beings.
Yeah, you just want to support the building of community. And why did you decide to take on the position as a senior outreach worker exactly? It kind of goes outside the box of what you're used to. What kind of attracted you about that position? Was it the direct relationship with the community? Why did you think it would be a good position for you?
Well, it's the position that was open, first of all. So then I applied there, but having that experience of internship with the spiritual care in the hospital, kind of opened me to the deepness of what elders can have as life experience, as the value they can share, their experience, their history, and still their willingness to be part and manifest themselves in community. So I'd say that would have attracted me, and why I'm still happy now to do that job.
Now, let's get into your role as a senior outreach worker a little bit more. What does your role involve exactly at CAB de Sutton? What is a senior outreach worker? You know, the outreach work is something that's only starting to slowly become known around here, from what I've been told. So maybe you'd like to highlight what your role is a little bit more.
Yeah, so first step would be to identify, like trying to go to public spaces and try to see if there are some people that would seem isolated, would need support, could get help from our organization. We're doing outreach, of course, through our info letters, which you can subscribe at the CAB Sutton website. But many elders are not connected to internet, so that's where we have the outreach in real life, no? So
yeah.
Go around to public spaces. We go to comptoir family sales at the church, BPRP in Abercorn, trying to meet people and get people to know us. So we pass our cards, coordinates, and present our services. So what are those services? First thing is to listen. As human being, we are people of relation, interaction, and when we are deprived from this, life starts losing its colors, no? we're there to make that first contact and say that community is there, that we want to hear, we want to see people still thriving, doing their lives, and see how we can make them more autonomous in their everyday life. So that would be for the individual aspect of it. So we listen, and then if we see there are issues, problematic, we try to refer. So if there are other services that could be appropriate for their situation, yeah, get some structural help so then they get back to a better life condition and be back again.
Yeah.
Creativity into relationships, getting normal life, as we would say.
And what sort of programs or activities or services do you offer through the CAB de Sutton for these individuals that might be feeling vulnerable? Maybe you'd like to highlight that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, when the individual situations start to get more balance, people get a little air. So we offer every Wednesday, we have Wednesday at 2 o'clock, the 50 Plus Cafe. It's an open door from the new Olivia Church where we have our office. And we have a really nice space so people can come for the activities. For example, yesterday we watched a documentary about the Chopin and its music. Somebody showed a photo picture from her trips and explained us where she was and bring us with her through her travel. And mm-hmm. Next week we'll have a discussion and creative workshop on happiness, how we can make it sustainable in our everyday life. Yeah, we have a programmation that is available through our website, through the handful letters. People from the community that have some passion, that want to share their tools or information are invited to share their passions, and we put that in the schedule. So that's for the 50 Plus Cafe. Sometimes it's more like a intellectual conference. We'll have like some scholars sometimes talking about the geopolitical issues, or having biologists talking about animals, and sometimes really specific thematic, and other times just more creative position, only having something to draw, having ceramics, and having people to mold and to create. We also have a food bank for people that would need help. This is once a month, every third Monday of the month. And there's a great use of that food bank to get to people's needs and to see if there are other situations that we can try to work on together as well. From the food banks, we make collective kitchen as well, every third Tuesday of the month. So we invite people to share their abilities to co-create, and we cook together, and everybody go back home with a hot meal to look back and new skills, and we wish new relations and friends that can be built up through this experience.
So really the CAB just has different activities and programs and workshops to help break that isolation for people, to bring people together and to serve their needs.
Yep, that's the point of it. As 50 plus worker, like, we have this senior outreach aspect, but we want to think the social action as being intergenerational as well, and not to reproduce some kind of separate elders and make them be only by their sides. Mm-hmm. So every Thursday at 2 o'clock as well, we open the doors for only chatting, having a coffee, tea. We have board games, and then children and elders are welcome to the CAB. Just be in the place where community meets itself. I can share my telephone number, 450-521-5105, and I make appointment with people depending on the situation and prioritization of their situation. But I go to the people's place, we spend some time just listening to their history, what caused them to call, what kind of support they need, and that's where we try to find some reference if there's any bigger issue we want to work out. But mainly we just want to feed that human aspect of being people of relation, though. Mm-hmm. There's something I like from addiction studies. In rehab therapy, what we are told is that addiction is not the opposition of being liberated or in full autonomy. Addiction is the way that we get through our lack of connection, through our lack of a relation. So then by being available and being the ears in the community, we try to recreate back this connection so that people can get out. We are not rehab workers, but I like it as being like kind of an explanation of how humans can relate. We all try to find ways to connect. So trying to build up those links in the community, I think, is a real public health effort, no? To make us autonomous back again.
Yeah, it's the philosophy behind it that you think really applies to what you're trying to do here.
Sorry for that.
No, it was perfectly fine, Etienne, don't worry. Now, I know you haven't been with the Cab de Sutton for very long. How long have you been in there? A couple of months now?
Beginning of June.
And during that time, you know, going out and talking with the seniors in the area or the seniors that you work with, what seems to be some of the biggest challenges that seniors in Sutton and Abercorn are facing right now? Through your experience talking with these individuals, what seems to be the biggest challenge or need in the Sutton community right now?
I was surprised about like the material condition of how some people can live. For example, houses are not well isolated, there are problems of poverty, food bank is really useful for some people, and people just couldn't meet their ends, like the food bank was there. So that struck me as the kind of situation that we don't see living in Sutton and Abercorn on an everyday basis. You don't see the misery, but when you are here as a resource to help people, yeah, I just found out that there were a lot of people in need. It changed really my way of seeing the place here, because we see like people going from the mountain to go ski, big cars, and like on Prince Pal and all the shops there. But yeah, there are a whole part of the community that is a bit deprived, I'd say, of this public life. From poverty, and there's another issue that comes, I'd say it's isolation. The ability of creating links and making our life relevant towards building a future. You know, when you cannot find ways for your basic needs, well, you won't go or you'll go to other people, outreach, you won't like try to get along with the people around you, because you are just working for your own survival. And that isolation causes a lot of stress and sufferance, I'd say. And even people with money like Wood can live those situations of isolation and feel that suffering as well. So it's a big issue for me. I'm trying with the 50 Plus Cafe to see the Cab as this open space where we can recreate links again, recreate bounds into the community, but it's not an easy task, and yeah, we have to build things one by one from the material needs first, and then after we can go up to other more intellectual, spiritual, or social needs that every human is looking for a satisfying life.
You mentioned something that I've spoken to other cabs in the area, the levels of poverty around here, and you know, being shocked by it, you know, because it's not as noticeable. But like you mentioned, working in a position like this where you're working with these individuals one-on-one, it's where it becomes noticeable. And you're not the first person to mention that. I was really just curious to learn about what the needs are in the community of Sutton, because I know that after speaking to numerous cabs here in Bromissisqua, it seems to be that the needs are high all around in every way.
Well, when you go to Montreal, you will see full communities of homeless people. So then comes apparent, and that's why the city are fighting against their appearance. No, that's why when they organize as a tent village, like they will dismantle it and try to make it invisible. But like dismantling the visibility of misery doesn't help in any way people live in it.
Yeah.
But here in Sutton, maybe we won't see it as much, but still, for the population that we are, like, we have four people of homeless people, and for the population, I think it's kind of big. And having November coming for doors and the snow all around, I see the urgency of some situation. And yeah, it quite surprised me when I arrived here at the CAB to see that even here, like, really important needs are there, and we have little resources. Like, yeah, we have to go to other town to find the appropriate support. But there are people from the community that were born here, that lived here, and they don't want to go elsewhere, but that's why they want to stay around. And that's how we have to find some creative ways to think ourselves as, how can we support and leave no one behind, though?
Now, like we mentioned earlier, it's been mentioned to me many times that outreach work is only slowly starting to be recognized as a critical form of social support for our communities. Not every municipality has an individual such as yourself. In Lac Brome, where our radio station is located, we are lucky to have one with Action Communautaire Lac Brome, but it's not like that for every municipality. So my final question for you, Etienne, was, from your perspective, why is outreach work so critical for our communities during this time?
As I said, when we're thinking of isolation, what can be a solution? Like, and if the community doesn't organically support itself, like, everyday relations and neighborhoods cannot provide the appropriate support, well, there are some people that will face a wall, you know? And that's where community work and outreach is the only way to try to find a long-lasting solution for those who aren't here, who aren't seen, and who aren't supported. So we are really there to fill the cracks of our communities, of the system. And there are bigger issues that we should talk maybe about, economical justice, for example, and political visibility and political participation of everybody in building the communities. But before we get there, outreach work is the only way society have found to try to get in the help of the people that have nothing else, you know? Mm-hmm. So it could seem dramatic for this part, but still, we try to have fun and have nice group activities, and it's not only for people who are poor or who have basic needs to be filled, but we engage into our social needs are, which is to discover, which is to engage our creativity and the joy of being alive, though. So it's a multi-level aspect. And of course, I'm quite triggered with the more difficult individual situation that I see. It's still, I don't want to lose that spark, you know, of what can community and creativity and solidarity can bring. That's why I keep telling myself, we have to think collectively. We have to think on a bigger scale. If not, we'll fall out into depression, and that will not be really useful for anybody.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Etienne, about your position as the senior outreach worker and, you know, what the needs are in Sutton and how you're working to address those needs. But please feel free to address anything else that you think would be important for people to be aware of.
I think community cannot just be artificially supported by those activities that we try to bring on. So the thing I want to share is just to tell everybody to keep their eyes, ears, and heart open for what they see around them. If we feel somebody could be lonely, could be suffering from any situation, well, don't hesitate to only open the discussion, only say hi. That could change somebody's day and could be the first step to getting back somebody into social life. I don't know when this will be broadcast if we talk, but there's a community bush supper organized at Grace Church this Saturday, at the Saturday 4th of November, at 5 o'clock. So if people have a chance to pass by, it's a nice place as well. And we'll have a Christmas dinner on the 19th of December at Legio. So this will be for seniors. So if there are any person that would like to be involved, that would like to volunteer themselves for the town of Sutton and Abercorn. We have always needs for transportation demands, to help a child with homeworks. And Collective Kitchen is getting on a good track now as well. So, yeah, we just want to be a place where passion, tools, resources meets the need. We can be a community full of the richness and difficulties that we go through, to recognize each other as a full human being.
Well, thank you so much again, Etienne, for chatting and for providing all that information, providing the information about the events to people. I'm sure people are really going to appreciate that. Thank you so much again for your time. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for letting us have this voice here on your radio show.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.